Will you be my advocate, Miss Davies?
Well, yes, I want to start by writing this story. That's why I'm here. I believe, Reverend, that they're going to be releasing you soon. Otherwise, they wouldn't have allowed me to interview you.
Arthur Krantz was put in jail for hiding me in his home. He and his wife, Hilda, bathed and cleaned my wound with holy water. And they prayed while I was delirious for 7 days and seven nights. Sanctifying grace heals the body and the soul. I am living proof. But the scientists are all atheists and agnostics. When I didn't become one of those dead things, I was brought here to be studied. But what happened to me goes beyond the scope of their pitiful secular rationalizations.
So you don't think they'll find a biological reason for any of this? A virus? A germ?
No. Those things were demons. Creatures of Satan inhabiting the bodies of our dead. And the demons are still loose in this world. And the dead must be spiked.
Spiked? What do you mean?
Spiked as the hands of Jesus were spiked to the cross. Spike the dead to prevent them from rising before Judgment Day. All sinners must repent and the dead must be spiked. Heed the word of the Lord, or the dead will rise again possessed by demons. And ye who are unclean shall be damned forever and ever in eternal fire.
Hey, Randy, light these torches over here.
Thank you.
possess nasty diseases from spike to frog.
Spike the dead to prevent them from rising before judgment day. All sinners must repent and the dead must be spiked.
As hosts, it's time to defense. Nothing more can be less. figure in an ongoing government charade. A plot to conceal the truth about the existence of extraterrestrial life. A global conspiracy, actually. Key players, the highest levels of power that reaches down to the life of every man, woman, and child on this planet. A key figure in an ongoing government charade. A plot to conceal the truth about the existence of extraterrestrial life. A global conspiracy, actually. Key players, the highest levels of power that reaches down to the life of every man, woman, and child on this planet.
Thank you.